This is The Pillars of Bathurst with Dr. Robin McLaughlin and Brett Van Heekeren. The Pillars of Bathurst project is a cultural heritage memorial garden that commemorates past Bathurstians who've added something special to the story of Bathurst. These are their stories.
Welcome to another edition of The Pillars of Bathurst with Brett Van Heekeren and Dr. Robin McLaughlin. Hello, Robin. Who is our Bathurst Pillars person this time?
Hello, Brett. Well, today, Brett, I'd like to tell our listeners about Marie Herzog, superintendent of nursing at Bathurst Hospital from 1887 to 1897. People back then would have known her as Matron Herzog, the person in charge of the nurses at the hospital. But perhaps more correctly, she was the person in charge of the day-to-day running of the hospital. Marie Herzog was nominated for a plaque by John Williams, who was himself a longtime health professional at Bathurst Hospital. John nominated Marie Herzog at the very beginning of the Pillars Project. From what John told us about Marie and her contribution to nursing in Bathurst, there was no doubt that Marie deserved a plaque. We hope to include Marie in the first group of plaques to be unveiled on Proclamation Day in 2015 as part of Bathurst's Bicentennial Commemoration. One plaque on each of the 20 pillars, one of them to be for Matron Herzog, or so we hoped.
Hoped? What happened?
There was a problem. Two key pieces of information needed for the plaque were not known. We were not confident that we had her correct year of birth, and all we knew about when she died was that it was sometime after 1927. Now, it's my job as the project's researcher to provide these details, and I have to admit, for a time, I was defeated. But if you visit the pillars today and look at Marie Herzog's plaque, you will see she was born in 1848 and died in 1934.
So what was the problem? Couldn't you just look it up on the internet? I mean, I thought all that sort of information could be just found with a few strokes on a computer, as advertised on television. Doesn't it all just pop up for you?
Not quite, but I'll drop a hint. I found the answer in Switzerland.
Switzerland? Did you go to Switzerland?
No, but Marie Herzog did. All in good time, Brett. We are getting ahead of ourselves. Let me tell Marie Herzog's story from the beginning. Marie Herzog, our Bathurst Hospital matron, was born in the canton of Lucerne in Switzerland in December 1848. We don't know much about her early life there or why she chose a career in nursing. All we know is that sometime before 1880, she chose to go to London to train as a nurse. Now, this must have been a challenging venture for Marie Herzog, a German-speaking Swiss, studying in a foreign country in a foreign language. And to add to the challenge, she did her nurse training in the best nursing school in the world, St. Thomas Hospital, under the stern direction of the most famous nurse of the time, Florence Nightingale.
Florence Nightingale? Our Bathurst Hospital matron was once a student of Florence Nightingale?
That's right. And Matron Herzog could also claim the friendship of Florence Nightingale. When Marie came out to Australia in 1884, she brought with her a small medicine chest filled with assorted vials and bottles that had been given to her by Florence Nightingale, perhaps as a farewell present. She was very proud of this medicine chest and would show it to visitors to her home on Russell Street. We also know that Marie kept up a correspondence with Florence Nightingale during her time in Bathurst.
So how did Marie Herzog come to be in Bathurst?
Well, Marie Herzog arrived in Sydney in 1884 and appears to have found employment as a nurse in a hospital there. As a Nightingale-trained nurse, she would have had no difficulty in finding a nursing position. Now, Bathurst had not long since opened the first stage of its new hospital in November 1880. And I'm sure many of our listeners remember the old Bathurst District Hospital. The main building is still there alongside the new hospital. The 1880s hospital embodied principles of hospital design recommended by, no less than, Florence Nightingale. And I understand the architect's design was personally approved by her. It was, for those times, a very modern and efficient hospital in its layout and facilities. But when it came to staffing the hospital, The arrangements were not as would have been recommended by Florence Nightingale. They were somewhat chaotic. In 1887, the hospital committee appointed Marie Herzog as the hospital's superintendent of nursing, a Florence Nightingale nurse for a Florence Nightingale hospital. It was exactly the right appointment. Bathurst historian Theo Barker, in his history of the Bathurst District Hospital, says she proved to be, quote, one of the most efficient servants the institution has had, end quote. The key to her success was she ran the Bathurst Hospital on the lines of St. Thomas Hospital in England. She expected her nurses to be efficient and professional in their work, and she would not tolerate any interference in the care of her patients from anyone, be it doctor or janitor. Her attitude was not without controversy, and there was opposition to her leadership, not only from her nurses, but also from some doctors. She resigned at least twice in her first years at the hospital over disagreements on its management, but she was persuaded to reconsider by the hospital's board, and I suspect Matron Herzog won those particular battles as well. At one point, all of her nurses, some who had been there some time, resigned en masse because of her demands on them as nurses. She promptly replaced all of them with younger staff and undertook their training as proficient nurses. When it is said she introduced modern nursing to the Bathurst Hospital, she really did so, literally. Matron Herzog was only at the hospital for 10 years until 1897, but over that time, the Bathurst Hospital came to be regarded as the next best hospital in the colony after the Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney. Her measures not only contributed to the well-being of the patients, but also to the finances of the hospital. Under her management, the cost per patient is said to have become the lowest of any hospital anywhere in the colony.
Marie Herzog sounds to have been a very efficient matron, but also a little bit scary.
Well, I suppose, not without reason, her time there is sometimes referred to as a regime. But let me balance your mental image of her with an anecdote. Marie Herzog was perfectly competent in the English language, but sometimes she did not grasp nuances in Australian English. On one occasion, she told her nurses that, quote, they were all a lot of bad women. Understandably, the nurses were very upset being called bad women, and they all walked off the job. It was finally discovered that what she meant by calling them bad women was that they were incompetent nurses. And she thought saying bad women meant the same thing. Well, apparently that was okay, and all the nurses went back to work.
Now, you said she was the matron at the hospital for 10 years until 1897. Why did she leave?
Well, I suppose we might say Marie Herzog found love. In 1897, she married James Simmons, a local man who was also on the hospital board. The situation in those days was that as a married woman, she could not continue to be employed as the hospital's matron. Once married, she had to resign her position. Marie stayed on in Bathurst as Mrs. Simmons for many years, until her husband's death in 1926. She had no family here, and by then in her late 70s, she decided to return to Switzerland to spend her last years with her nephew and his family. She left Australia in 1927. Now, all we knew back in 2015 was she died some years later in Switzerland. But when? We did not know.
So now you've brought us back to the problem with the dates on her plaque, Robin.
That's right, Brett. Not only did we need the year in which Marie Herzog died, we also needed some verification on her year of birth. We did have her age on her marriage certificate back in 1897, but I had reservations about accepting it. Marie would not have been the first bride to take a few years off her age. John Williams, her nominator, and I thought we might find an answer to her year of birth in the hospital's administrative records, but the records were not to be found. As for the year of death, surely there would be a notice in a Bathurst newspaper to be found online with Trove. But back when I looked, the Trove digitization program could not then provide a Bathurst newspaper with that information. But like all historians, I'm a very patient researcher. And just before Christmas in 2015, up popped a notice in a February 1935 issue of the National Advocate reporting the death of Marie Simmons Herzog in December 1934 in Hertenstein, Switzerland. The information had been sent to the newspaper by her nephew. The Bathurst newspaper added an obituary remembering Marie's time as matron of the hospital some 40 years earlier.
1934. You now have her year of death, but what about her year of birth?
Well, her family wrote in their letter to the newspaper that Marie had died just before her 86th birthday. This suggested we were right to have been cautious about her birth year. I sent off an email to the state archives in Lucerne, Switzerland, seeking their help. I had an answer back the next day. Now, we may joke about legendary Swiss efficiency, but a koala stamp to the Lucerne State Archives. According to Marie's death certificate, she was born on 26th of December, 1848.
Mission accomplished. So now we can proceed with Marie Herzog's plaque.
Well, Bathurst honors Marie Herzog, born 1848, died 1934, with a plaque on the Bathurst pillars. Her epitaph reads simply, "Hospital Matron."
You have been listening to one of the stories behind the Pillars of Bathurst, presented by Dr. Robin McLaughlin. This series was produced in the studios of 2MCE FM.